You know, it's nice when companies let their employees, you know, express themselves by wearing nose piercings or tattoos. They're, you know, I mean, heck, it's 2025. You'd like to think that that sort of thing is all right now. However, not everywhere. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your nose ring caught in your office chair.
Oh.
Leading to a wild rescue involving the fire department.
Oh, ouchie.
Then you're doing okay.
I bet that is a call they don't get a lot.
Like, this is an
rescue from a nose ring.
Yeah, this is in Indonesia. So she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair, right?
Ouch.
So she's kind of joking around, sticking her nose in the holes in the back.
Which I feel like is a story in and of itself.
I mean, I feel like it's something like we would have done.
Probably.
Pearson got caught in the mesh. No one at the office could free it.
So you're kidding.
They called for help.
Oh, gosh.
She and the chair still attached to her face were taken in the back of a van to a local fire department where they originally pulled out like a chainsaw as a joke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And they were able to free her.
Jaws of life. Here we come.
they're singing happy birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So
that's crazy. I don't know anything about nose rings, but do they work like earrings? Like, do they have like a back that keeps them in? That's on the inside of your nose.
I mean, it depends on what type of. You could have a stud, which is kind of like a bowl.
Yeah.
You know, like that goes through the middle part of your ring. It could just be something that's on the side of your nostril or whatever. But regardless, she got it stuck and they couldn't get her out, and
ouchie.
So had to take her to the fire department.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So
a fun day at work though for the firefighters.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot less stressful
all right,
than, you know, a burning building.
Let us know the silliest way you've ever injured yourself. Okay.
Oh, this could be a fun conversation.
Because I like, you know, I remember you know, I've told the story on the air before about how I injured my leg because Tim sat in front of me in English class and took a pencil and stabbed me in the leg after I was like hitting him with spitballs in the hair.
Dang it, Tim.
Yeah.
That was an unfair retaliation.
It was. That's what I'm going to go on record as saying. So anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your silliest ways you've injured yourself. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your nose ring caught in your office chair.
I mean, the video is wild.
Causing the fire department to have to rescue you.
It looks really painful. The way she has to sit on the chair like backwards when they're putting her in the back of the van.
Yes, it's hysterical.
It's really funny.
All right,
it looks painful.
We'll tweet out the video as well. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show. So a video of a woman in Indonesia trending after she managed to get her nose ring caught in the back of an office chair. That's the fire department singing to her after they were like had to free her.
So she literally had to like sit on the chair like backwards because her nose was just like stuck in this mesh, and she had to like ride it out as they wheeled her to the back of the van to take her to the fire department to get unstuck.
So what's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself? Got a text from Chelsea who says, when I was a kid, I was in a chair that spins around, so I started spinning around, and then I flipped me out, and I sprained my wrist.
Oh, no!
Gosh!
Got going too fast. Yes! Oh, my gosh! A woman was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
Part of your...
at karaoke.
World.
Got way too into it. Tore her ACL. What in the world are you doing?
Are you doing like kicks? That is hysterical.
That is a performance.
Silliest way you've ever injured yourself. Waxed the floor. trying to do the Tom Cruise slide from Risky Business. Do you know? And then he like slides across the floor.
He's wearing like a shirt and his underwear and socks, and he slides across. He's got the sunglasses on. Busted his lip on a door frame.
Yeah, that's what this guy said. Yeah, he said he didn't stop. He just kept sliding.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Someone tried ice skating for the first time, immediately tried to jump, broke their tailbone.
I'm telling you, that hurts. When the ice rink was up there at Paristown, took my daughter there a couple times, and she hadn't really ever ice skated before, but she took to it pretty quick, and she was kind of doing, she was like, hey, look, I can spin around, and I'm like going,
oh, yeah, you think you can be an Olympian.
Oh, my gosh.
Once you start to get the hang of it, like, I'm going to try tricks.
I know. Silliest way you've ever injured yourself. Dislocated my knee trying to kick a balloon.
Wow. How high was the balloon?
Or you.
That's true. That is true. I stood on a beach ball, fell into a coffee table.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember my cousin fell in the shower and the spout.
Yeah.
It like hit her in the rear.
Oh.
And it kind of entered.
It entered? It entered? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was a trip to the hospital.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and then you have to explain.
Of course. Of course. Oh, silliest ways you've ever injured yourself.
Oh, no.
Tried walking down a set of stairs with roller skates on. Needed 10 stitches in my knee after that.
Oh!
Oh!
Wow!
It's okay. I got it.
And that's how we learned not to do that.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh. Man. Someone riding their bike got distracted when they saw a cute puppy and crashed into a mailbox.
Hey, you know what? Dogs can do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one more here. But silliest way you've ever injured yourself. Washing my face in the shower. Shoved my pinky finger up my nose and got a horrible nosebleed.
Like, wow.
Getting into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oof. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Wow. You got to watch that.
Really getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
Really just getting into it.
Scrubbing really hard. Yeah. That's getting those pores clean.
If you've got any more, feel free to comment or at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, silliest ways you've ever injured yourself.
Ouchie.
They're on 99.7 DJX.